This portion of Grassroots Marketing on Location on Cannabis Radio is presented by Norick Risk. Creating unique insurance solutions for the hemp and cannabis industry is a passion of Norick Risk, rooted in over 100 years' experience placing custom, extra-large insurance programs worldwide. Learn more at norickrisk.com. CannabisRadio.com presents Grassroots Marketing on Location, featuring exclusive one-on-one interviews with those impacting and evolving the cannabis industry. Now, let's go on location to the 2016 NCIA Cannabis Business Summit in Oakland, California.
Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here live in Oakland at the Cannabis Business Summit, and we're joined at the desk by Jason Lupoy. He's with Sage Analytics. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here, and keep that mic real close so we can hear you well, but tell us what Sage Analytics is all about.
So at Sage, we build real-time potency testing devices. So it's based off of near-infrared spectroscopy, and this allows users to be able to measure their products in real time and not have to wait for turnaround time from labs. This allows people to have better quality control of their products, and really every other manufacturing industry uses this type of technology for the same applications in being able to have better product quality control.
All right, so the people out there that are trying to put together their best cultivation experience, you can help them out with that.
Absolutely. We can help people in a grow. We can help extraction producers be able to modify their extraction batches in real time, which saves them from having to wait until the end of the lab testing to know if their batch came out properly.
Oh, that's wonderful. So real-time analytics, we don't have to waste an entire harvest before we find out what we're doing right or wrong.
Absolutely.
How did you get involved in this?
Before I came on board at Sage, I had been working at the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden, Colorado. Prior to that, I had been working at the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab out here, and I had wondered who was doing science in this industry, and Sage reached out to me and was interested in my skill set to be able to do some of the same things I was doing at national labs, but for them.
So you're here at the Cannabis Business Summit, and what is the reaction been from the attendees when they visit your exhibit?
It's strongly positive because, you know, a lot of people are either distrusting of the laboratory services they're getting. Everybody's kind of doing something different. There's no standardization in the industry right now, so the laboratories all have different methods, and so people like the fact that they can basically become scientists, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. We want to make everybody scientists.
Fantastic. And I understand that when it comes to laboratories, there's been some controversy with respect to a lack of standardization.
Right.
Is that something that you're aiming for as well, is some sort of standardization in this industry?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the standardization from the laboratory perspective would allow everybody to kind of be on the same page with each other. And so right now, if you send a sample off to three or five different labs, you're going to get three or five different answers. And it's just because they all have different methods that they're using to calculate the potency.
Okay. And so you're also, I imagine, aside from potency, also taking a look at other factors.
We want to, with near-infrared spectroscopy, we have some lower limits. So we can't get down as low as what chromatography can do, which is the technique that the labs use. Mm-hmm. But what we can do is provide quick and cheap testing so that people can have better control over their processes. So there are things like terpenes or residual solvents. We won't be able to do residual solvents or pesticides.
Okay.
But what we can do is we wanted to pick one thing and do it well, and so we started with potency. We are Sage Analytics is a spin-out of a company in St. Louis called Prozess Technology, and for the last 16 years or so, Prozess has been selling the same type of instrumentation to pharma. We work with 20 of the top 25 global biotech and pharma companies, and so, you know, we've seen them develop. They have standardized procedures, but I think that we would need to do different types of instruments to get back to terpenes and residual solvents and pesticides and things like that.
Okay, so really I'm thinking this is for the guys that are doing it right with respect to, you know, they're not putting a bunch of pesticides and solvents and stuff in their materials. They just want to make sure they're getting quality out of their yield before they right. submit it to their eventual testing for all the other stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we are working in several states, Washington predominantly right now, trying to get approved as a state-certified method. This type of technology is FDA approved and endorsed for pharma products.
Oh, wow.
And so they're using it to measure active product ingredient in medications. And so this type of technology has been around since the 60s, and it's been used in both the medicinal industry and in agricultural industry. So cannabis, both being a plant and a medicine, we feel a natural synergy for this type of technology.
All right. Well, Jason, tell folks about how they can learn more about Sage Analytics, websites, or any Facebook contacts they might need.
Yeah, so our website is www.sageanalytics.com, and people, there's contact information on there. People can reach out to us and with any questions they may have, and we'd be happy to help.
Awesome. All right, Jason Lupoy with Sage Analytics. Thanks for joining us here at the Business Summit, and good luck with the rest of the show.
Right on. Thanks for having me.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more live from Oakland, California, after these messages.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Grassroots Marketing on location, only on CannabisRadio.com.